Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Eddie?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Eddie. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Someone said in our morning meeting, "Happy Friday Eve," and I thought I like that even better. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, not necessarily. No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. That means she did a good job explaining it. So, she sent me over a question that you had regarding the amount of searches being done. So I did a little query when I was waiting for the call for the last 30 days in your area for all of the keywords relating to roof rejuvenation and roof restoration. And there were
Only
one.
those two. Only those two. Any
Only those.
other thing, so we don't do roof repair, we don't do
Okay.
roof sealant, we don't do new roofs, we don't do roof inspections. We do one thing, roof rejuvenation.
Okay.
And I guess you could call it restoration, perhaps, but that's really not correct. It's roof rejuvenation.
Okay. So, give me a second. Let me
We
run this
get on a
through.
roof and spray it with an oil that looks like Armorall that you would put on your tires. It goes on white, and then it soaks into the shingle and makes shingles last longer. So we're really not restoring it so much as we are rejuvenating it. But that word might lead to what we do. So anyway,
Thank
but
you
so.
for the clarification. I appreciate that because it, sometimes with a restoration, they will need, some minor repairs and some shingles replaced and things like that. So I understand where you're coming from. So if I just kind of hone it down to roof rejuvenation, I'll put restoration in there too, just in case, because like you say, that might glean some people that need your service anyway, right? So just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 918 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to just those two services. So that
And
tells
so
me.
what are those keywords
Oh,
that relate to?
you told me to just check the roof rejuvenation and the roof restoration. So that's what I did. I just honed
So
in.
those are the only two, roof rejuvenation, comma, roof restoration, comma. Those are the only words that we're talking about searches for.
For the 918 number that were found in the
Okay.
last 30
All right.
days, if we go
All
to,
right.
more keywords, I mean, obviously that number
Nope,
will
I'm not,
grow,
nope,
right?
don't, nope,
Yeah.
that's unrelated to me.
Yeah, exactly. But the good news is since, it is showing 918, that shows me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is right now you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing and help you capture that business. And the main benefit for you, Eddie, is in the exclusivity. Meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you
Okay.
can see the benefits of, being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Depends on the cost, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, you're waiting for the bottom line. I get it. So because you're a brand new business of 4 months, I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook by chance? I think you have a website. Is it TexasRoofMagic.com? Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Is that you on the front of the site standing on that roof?
The young boy?
It's an older gentleman with gray hair.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. You know what? It is a young boy up there now that I look at it. I didn't get the joke. But you know
I don't know what you're looking at. Our logo is a young magician.
Oh, I see the magician. Yeah, no, I was looking at an actual hard picture of you. It says it's just science, and then there's a man on a roof that's spraying. And it looks like you must be a daredevil, because that just scares me looking at how high up you are. But I guess in the roofing industry, you have to be used to that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's incredible. Wow, good for you. So the reason I'm asking about the business Facebook, and Eddie, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google will also allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we would create the business Facebook for you. And you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, then chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keyword they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they come from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay? And being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
And how do we cancel?
You would just call us within 3 business days of your next billing. So they don't ask you to do a registered letter or anything like that. So since today is the 2nd, your billing would always run on the 2nd. So as long as you call us a couple of days ahead of time, they cancel the program and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I tell you this, Eddie, you're never going to cancel once you see how well it works, because I've been doing this for 12 years and nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you won't either, but yet it has to be comforting for you as a business owner to know that you do have that option.
Can you get the team on the phone to listen to this?
Can I put you on hold for a second?
Of course. Go ahead. No problem.
Calling. Yes.
Who is she with?
It's local/.com. I'm going to send you guys a text message that has a link to our pricing page on it. Don't fall off the chair when you get it, because it will show that the platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Remember, I'm putting you into that new in business rate. So should you decide to move forward, you're going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but
okay,
you're
hold,
only
hold on
paying.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, ma'am.
Of course. Take your time.
Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hi.
Okay, good.
Dean, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Ma'am, if you don't mind, would you start a... Gene is my son and takes care of these sorts of things. So do you mind going through your presentation again, please?
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Gene, are you the one that did the website, or did you guys hire someone to do it?
No, we had a marketing guy who put that and a handful of things together for us.
I see. Okay, I was just going to ask your dad, on the site, there's a 281 phone number area code, and then there's an email, gino@texasroofmagic.com. So it sounds like that all goes to you. Like if people inquire on the site, it goes to you?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good. So what the reason we reached out today is we're called Local Splash, and we're a premier partner to Google, and a position became available within your category, which is the roof regeneration and restoration, or roof rejuvenation, I mean. And what that mm-hmm. means is that we would showcase you on the first page of Google and Bing for the keywords in your industry, okay? And what that encompasses is not only attaching your website to all of the listings and then showcasing them on a spotlight position where that high traffic is generated, right? So now the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you new clients. But also we would program you into, you know, not only the first page of Google and Bing, but also some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, excuse me, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result completely, okay? So once we program Texas Roof Magic into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? Now, your dad was telling me he didn't think that you guys had the business Facebook set up yet. Is that correct?
He's incorrect.
No, you have it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to find it just so I can put a link in here. The reason I ask, and I was explaining this to him, is that because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works. You know how when you do a search online pretty much for anything, chances are next time you see, you know, go onto your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
I found
the Facebook, by the way, because I see the little magician on there. That's cool. Okay, so let me put it in the notes here. And then, so we would make sure that if anyone in your area is searching for roof rejuvenation, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Roof Magic popping up. Okay, so it's something that's
designed. We would be a sponsored link, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, sponsored is considered for the Google ads. I don't know if you've tried the sponsored ads on Google. They're a pay-per-click campaign. With Facebook,
I'm on Google now, and I typed in roof rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people there. So is that where you're telling me you were going to be?
Yes, on the first page, right next to the maps. You see the little map with the pin marks on it, and there's a couple of companies listed there.
That's so I'm on an iPad, and
okay.
It does not have a map.
Oh, okay. Maybe if you keep scrolling down and you look through the businesses, how it differs from a sponsored link is a sponsored link would be usually a tag to a tagline and a link to a website. There's not a lot of information, but if you see the companies that are displayed with the reviews next to them, the website's link, there's a click to call them. Some of them even have a click for driving directions. That's the section that I'm talking about. Do you see that?
Nope. I'm on an iPad on Google. I typed in roof rejuvenation, and it's just, one company after next, after the next, after the next. There's a series of questions people ask. Is roof rejuvenation legitimate? What's the cost? Can you rejuvenate a roof? There is no map, and I've scrolled to the bottom of the page. I'm going to guess 80 to 100 listings down. There is a tab for more results. But boy, we're talking about, pretty hard to find. But so, and I'm on an iPad. New iPad is plugged in, working good, got good signal.
So you don't see any of them showing up the 5-star ratings, like with the gold stars?
Nope.
Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea. If you type in roof rejuvenation, maybe Google is recognizing that as people are trying to search and see what that means, because you said there's a lot of little links talking about what it does. So put roof rejuvenation.
Link after sponsor.
Yeah, try to put.
There's. Go ahead.
Try to put roof rejuvenation near me. Because that's what I put. I put roof rejuvenation Richmond, Texas, because I'm not in the area, right? So I had to do an explicit search, and I see all of the companies that are coming up in the maps, and I'm doing it. I don't have an iPad available, but I have an iPhone.
All right, I do have a map. I do have a map now.
Now you see it. Okay, yeah, so that's what it was. I think the first time Google thought you were looking up what the definition was. That's why you saw a different search. So this is what I'm talking about. You'll be a top recommended company within this list. And incidentally, this is where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. Okay? And then, Gene, just since I was kind of giving you the rundown too, I was also explaining to your dad that this program comes with a detailed tracking system, which means, if you kind of are the one that manages all of this, you'll be able to see which new clients come from Google, which new clients come from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything
is very I'll tell you that one of the major issues we run into, including this list and this means of searching, roof rejuvenation near me brings up 28 roofers near me, all who are roofing contractors, none of which who do roof rejuvenation, not one. There's not enough search volume. Separate us within the Google suite from roofers or roof repair or storm damage on my roof or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So would your system still pay the same $2, $3, $12 a click as the roofers have bid roof rejuvenation near me up to? Or are we back down in the
Great question. You don't have
because
to pay anything
for
click.
I know what they pay to be on that list. And it's a list for roof rejuvenation near me. And even though it's completely irrelevant for all of those people to be on this list, they will all outbid me till the 10,001st click.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why we don't recommend pay-per-click for a small to mid-sized business. It's good for a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, but usually we don't even recommend that for a small to mid-sized business. So the reason this position just became available and the reason that it's exclusive is that it puts you on the first page in the maps, which is not sponsored. So it's unlimited clicks. So it doesn't matter if you guys take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. You're still paying that same flat rate of $299 each month, and it never goes up for you. Matter of fact, in the local map section of Google, the more people that click on you, the more relevant you become and the better results that you'll see. So this is the other side of the coin.
This is a map search, correct?
Yep, this is in the map. So this has nothing to do with the sponsored. The sponsored will show right above the map, if you see the difference there. So there's the sponsored, and then right below that where the map is, those are the ones that are in that section where it's unlimited clicks. And that's why...
So I'm on maps.google.com, roof rejuvenation near me. I get the same list of roofers. And I know that there's 3 companies that do rejuvenation besides me.
Exactly.
And they're not on this list.
Exactly.
So the roofers have already bought the maps.google search results?
Yes, everybody that's on this
roofing.
List. Gene, everybody that's on this list is definitely paying for it some way, somehow. Some of them have an on-site marketing person that they pay an annual salary to do the programming. Some people, they mm-hmm. work with other data service providers to Google, such as us. The reason we keep our pricing so low is because we're the biggest and the best in the industry. We have a premier partnership with Google, and we've serviced over 48,000 active clients over 19 years as a corporation all over United States and Canada. So it's kind of like if you go to like a Costco or a warehouse, you get better pricing than if you do a specialty mart. But everybody on here is absolutely paying for it. And the reason being is in order to get on the first page locally in this map section, 2 things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which we have today. Secondly, there has to be the local SEO services performed on a consistent basis in order to not only get you there, but to keep you there, because Google changes the algorithm several times each day, right? So it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submission, backlinks, trusted citations, which is probably why those other 2 roof rejuvenation companies that you know of are not showing in this list. It doesn't matter if they're the best of the best in roof rejuvenation and they have the best community local presence. If they don't have a strong internet presence and they're not doing the consistent updates and programming, then they'll never get on this first page. Right.
I have a good local presence, but I don't have a social media person who posts several times a day, backlinks and gets on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. So I'm in the exact same category as them, which
exactly.
is behind the roofer, who are already sponsored on the map search for roof rejuvenation near me. So I'm wondering what space is available for roof rejuvenation near me on a map search that isn't already taken by Rodriguez Roofing, Fitz Roofing, Roofing Restoration, Klein Roofing, and RCI Roofing, who are all sponsored on the search right now.
So on the first page, the companies that show next to the maps, there's only 20 that could ever go in that list at any given time. It could never go to 48 or 50 or 100. There's only 20 that Google will ever allow in the maps, which is organically done through the programming, the local SEO services. And nobody can tell you where you would fall within that list. Because we're the biggest and the best in the industry, I will tell you right now, Gene, we place companies all the time that will go to the very first listing. Sometimes they're down at, 5 or 6 before we build up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But the good news is even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue, right? Because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass the sponsored ads, go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. And when I say nobody, it's actually less than 1% that will click to page 2. And I think that that's because, you know, we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local and credible, and then they hire one. You know, it's as simple as that. So is your Google listing already verified? Because I don't see it coming up under Roof Magic for Richmond, Texas. Let me just try it again.
Texas Roof Magic.
Well, I did the Texas Roof Magic and it didn't pull up, so I went back and I did Roof Magic. But let me go back and do Texas Roof Magic again. It only pulls up one that says Roof Tech, but that's not you, I don't think. It's a different phone number.
Yes.
It's an 832 number.
Nope.
Yeah, that's not you guys. So, Jean, if you created a Google listing before, sometimes they'll require certain things to be done before they actually publish it. And I don't know what the hiccup is or why that listing isn't, you know, published and verified. But should you guys decide to move forward, what we would do is we would send you an email that would say, you know, please add Local Splash as a manager to the listing. And one benefit that we have being a premier partner to Google is that we have a support staff on site at Google. So we easily would be able to, you know, get the listing verified and, you know, get with our team at Google and find out what the hiccup is and why, you know, it wasn't verified already.
It's under Roof Magic. It's set up.
You found it?
I'm looking at it. I don't have to find it. I'm looking at it.
You're looking at the Google page?
Roof Magic, five-star reviews, 20 or so photos that I uploaded, my 1-800 number, my hours, my products.
James, can you screenshot that and send it to her?
Sure.
Please. Here, I'll send you, Gene, I'll send
search,
you an email.
Search,
that's
Roof Magic. Search Roof Magic.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay. I'm on the right-hand side.
I'm just sending you one right now. Please reply to this email with your screenshot. And then, boom, there. Okay, so then search Roof Magic. And I did Richmond, Texas, because I'm outside the area. I don't want them to. Okay, what about the zip? Is it set up under 77406?
I don't think we have a business address in there.
The only thing that pulls up that shows a five-star rating is the thumbtack. I don't see the Google page.
I've sent it to you and Eddie.
Okay, perfect. Let me look at my email. I'm refreshing my inbox because I didn't get it yet, so. You got my email, right? Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, please reply to this email with your screenshot. Okay, there it is. Let me try to go in. So when you created this, do you remember which zip code you used?
We don't have a business address set up yet. We operate out of a residence.
Okay, so what's the residence zip code that you used when you set it up?
77406.
Okay. That is so crazy. It's not even coming up on my end as an explicit search. I'm putting in Roof Magic, Richmond, Texas. I'm doing 77406, and it's not showing up. But that's the beauty of a program like this is that, you know, because we have the support staff at Google, we'll make sure that your listing is found both implied searches and explicit. So the difference there is if I'm in your service area, I don't have to type in your zip code or where, you know, Richmond or Houston or anything like that. I can just put in roof rejuvenation near me and you'll show up, right? But let's say that I have a family member that happens to be in Houston or in Richmond and I'm in Colorado and I'm trying to help them. You know, I can put in roof rejuvenation near Houston and, or, you know, near Richmond, and I can type that in and we would make sure that your listing shows up front and center in both of those different searches. Because right now it's not showing up on the explicit. It's only showing up on the implied, which is the one that you sent me on the screenshot, right? And then, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm, you know, just wondering, it's something that I'm sure you see the value in, you know, taking advantage and trying for a couple months, and that way between you and your dad, you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys. You're going to absolutely love this. So, question, for the listing on Google, do you want to keep it with the 281 number displayed? Oh, no, you have the 800 number on there, huh? The 800-724-3623, which on the website translates into 1-800-SCIENCE, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool. What a good phone number. That's really awesome, you know. Okay, so let me just indicate that. And then for the contact, if, you know, the technicians needed to do an update or something like that, you want your number to go just for internal purposes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then I'm just going to change it on here, 800.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Gino.
Yeah.
I'm 100% in favor of moving forward with this today. And, you know, we'll run it for 2 or 3 months. And if it doesn't work, this lady's going to let us come spray her home for $10,000.
You know what?
If it doesn't work, then we gave it a good shot.
What analytics do you run that you could show me at the 1 week, 1 month, 60-day mark?
Oh, okay. So in order to get you on Google, it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, like I mentioned before. So industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. However, because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it at only 30 to 45 days. So we're way ahead of the curve. The Facebook ads,
I'm not so much worried about where I place on the list because every metric and every source of SEO data says that roof rejuvenation searches on Maps, on Google, hey Google, hey Alexa, is so low that it's in the dozens coast to coast as opposed to the dozens per day, per hour, per metro. So what I'm wondering is if you can show me that there were 250 searches for Texas roof magic or for roof rejuvenation or for alternatives to fixing my roof. I'm wondering what data you can show me that there is search volume enough to constitute spending money on showing up on map listings. Everything else says that it's maybe one or two a day.
Yes, yes. So I am not a technician. I don't do the programming. So when I first got Eddie on the phone, I had sent a message over to the technical department to ask them if they could do a query just in your area over the last 30 days. And what we did was we honed it down just to roof rejuvenation and roof restoration.
Perfect.
We understand that you might not, you know, be categorized as roof restoration because that might require some repair work and such that you guys don't do. But Eddie thought, oh, it might be a good keyword to kind of put in there because some people, you know, needing a restoration, they might just need a, you know, a rejuvenation and they don't know the difference, right? So we did that query and he was saying, you know, a 50, 60 mile radius and it showed 918 searches over the last 30 days. Okay, and that's not
and
to say.
Did you have the number for roof rejuvenation as well? because I feel like if we're going to be in a bidding war with everyone else looking at roof restoration, we could spend 10 grand a month before ever even showing up on a query because we will be competing with behemoths. So I'm wondering what the ball is.
Please understand, Eddie, that the bidding system only applies to sponsored ads. It does not apply to the local maps. This program, you pay us $299 monthly flat, whether there's 10,000 searches being done or whether there's 200 searches being done. It's the same flat rate that you're paying, because what you're paying us for is for the programming and the content creation and the search engine optimization services being done on the listing. So this isn't sponsored. When you do the sponsored, those are very, very expensive, and that's a bidding war. And like you said, you'll get outbid every time because there's those bigger companies that are putting more money into it, right? So that's the beauty of this, is you don't have to worry about the bidding war that goes on with the sponsored, because we're putting you in the local maps of Google.
So question is, can you show me the search volume in the greater Houston area, drop a pin anywhere, 30, 40, 50, 60 mile radius? Can you show me the search volume for what we do, which is roof rejuvenation? Not roof rejuvenation and every other roofer combined. I'm wondering about roof rejuvenation, which is me.
Yeah, I don't have a way to show you that because I had sent the technicians a message, and that's where they replied to me with the 918. And remember, I'm not a technician, but what we're going to do is create an appointment for one of the technicians to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. And during that appointment, that's where you're going to add Local Splash as a manager to your Google listing, and we can go in there right away and start optimizing it to show on the first page. So, you know, when you think about it, I mean, I know that you're very analytical and you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right thing for the business. But if you calculate this out, it comes to only about $9 a day, right, to increase your business. There is no contract. So this is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And I was telling your dad that you guys will never cancel. Once you see how it works and, you know, the results that you're getting from it, you'll continue to renew each month. You'll be with us next year at this time, and you'll absolutely love it. But worst case scenario is, you know, let's say that for some reason you did end up canceling. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because all of the programming that had been done up to that point and all of the optimization and all of the directories we submit you to, that you'll always have for your business. You know, so that's the benefit is, you know, when you look at it like that, you know, I'm married, but, you know, we're not asking you to marry us, you know. We're asking you to kind of try it and, you know, track the results that you're getting and pay as you go, you know. And I'm sure you think that, you know, that's a good move for the company, right?
Yeah. So what sort of, do we get any reports from you or just the number of phone calls coming in? I mean, we don't get a report from you or anything like that.
They wouldn't call track either because it's coming to our 1-800 number, so it would only be search and click volume. What KPIs do you have?
You're right. You're right, Gene. Google tracks what's called an impression and what's called an action, okay? So the impression is if someone puts in roof rejuvenation and they see Texas Roof Magic up there and there's a bunch of other companies up there, and let's say they never call you, but you were found, right? You were on the first page under the search, then that's an impression. Google would track that. The second thing they track is the action is, did this person take a second step to contact you? So you will see on the report clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if the person is doing a search from their smartphone, they don't have to, you know, actually dial 1-800-724-3623. They can just click on it and it'll automatically call you, right? But if they're doing the search from a regular computer or laptop, then they have to actually dial the number. So Google will track, like I said, the clicks to the website and the clicks to call you from the first page. Now, do you have any type of a call tracking set up on that 800 number, Gene?
Yes.
You do. Okay, yeah. So, you know, that you would be able to see with your call tracking volume. As that increases, you'll know that that's as a result of this programming, because the call tracking on that number isn't going to just increase by itself, right? So once you see your call tracking, because I was going to tell you we can put a call tracking on there too, but not if you already have one. You don't need it.
So what do you need from us to get started?
Okay, so I have the account almost created. So the only thing I need is, what's your last name, Eddie?
Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
And then is it a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's a credit card.
Okay, and it's your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's my full name, Gene, G-E-N-E, Edward Russell Jr.
Okay. So, and you do go by Eddie. I wasn't calling you the wrong name, was I?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Gene Edward Russell Jr. And then is the billing address also that, is it Hearthside Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Oh, you know what? The name didn't stick. The email did, but the name didn't stick. So let me put it in here again. You know how computers... Okay, so Edward. It's Gene Edward Russell Jr. Let me see if it sticks now. And then... Excellent. Okay, so that worked. And then the zip is 77406. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Let me go grab it.
Okay, sure. Gene, are you still on the line?
I am. I'm responding
to
the email.
Did you create the logo, or did the company do it? Because I think it's super cute, and I think it could be used for branding. You know, when people see that magician, they'll start to think of your company, you know?
Yeah, that was Eddie working with the creative team over at the old marketing outfit.
Yeah, you know, I think that having a cool logo like that is so important, and a lot of people don't think of it. But when I grew up, my mom was a sales rep, a manufacturer's rep for a necktie company out of New York City. And she's from Copenhagen, Denmark, and that's where there's a statue on the water of the Little Mermaid. So she had on her business card like a mock of the Little Mermaid wearing a necktie, and people always remembered her. Like when she came to refill her orders and stuff, they're like, oh, here comes Eva from Denmark, you know, and it kind of helps so much. And so I always recommend people, like, try to get a good logo. Some people don't care. They're like, oh, we don't really care. But I think that what you guys did is very, very smart. So. Good for him. I admire creative people because I don't think I have a creative bone in my body.
So here's the credit card number.
Okay, go ahead.
5545.
Okay.
1490.
Got it.
1121.
Okay.
0529.
And then expiration?
1024.
And then the code?
841.
So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And that will be with you, Eddie, since the billing's in your name. But I'm going to add Gene as an authorized user on the account. So if you want him to take the reins and do the client interview and all that technical stuff, he'll definitely be, you know, added as well. But what this says, and some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Texas Roof Magic.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Gene Edward Russell, Jr., President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Will you give me client support's phone number?
Yep. It's going to be texted to you in just a moment. I was just going to ask you, and you can write it down too if you like, but I was just going to ask you, do you want me to send the confirmation email to gino@texasroofmagic.com, or is there a better email? Yeah, that one's good. Okay,
that's
perfect.
Fine.
So let me go ahead and trigger that so that you'll get the text. And then if you want to write down our customer service number, are you ready? Do you have a pen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225. Now, we're here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. So if you ever have a question or you have an update or you just want to have, you know, talk to someone like a billing question or anything like that, you call in and just hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So if you plug in, you know, that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Now, I'm adding you as an authorized user, Gene. So do I just put Gene Russell is authorized and then put your 281 phone number on here?
That'll work.
Okay, I'll put son, too, just in case so they don't get confused. Son is authorized on this account. Okay, and then for the client interview, are you going to do that, Gene, or is it going to be both you and Eddie, or how do you want to do the client interview? Because then I'll tell you what times are available.
Gene can do it.
Gene can do it. Okay. So that client interview takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes, and we're triply booked for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we have a 10 a.m. available as the earliest, or we could go later in the afternoon. Are you thinking you'd want morning or afternoon?
10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m. Okay. So what I'm going to do is book out an hour window from 10 to 11 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case there is, you know, a technician where the prior appointment runs a little bit over and it's 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, Eddie, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. So if you click on the link in there, it will take you to a page that says click here to accept your subscription terms. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. That will load a page that says local/terms of experience. When you go to the bottom, it will say two boxes
okay,
you have to
it's
check.
It's asking me for a name and a password.
Okay, good. If it says username and password, that's the prompt that on your end it went through okay. And that username and password, you don't have to worry about it now. I just wanted to get your pricing locked in, but it is in your welcome email that we sent you. So that's where you can refer for the username and password, okay?
Okay.
All right. So other than that, you guys are good to go. So welcome aboard.
Wait a second. I didn't do an e-signature yet.
Oh, it should have been asking you for the e-signature for the username and password after it went through. So now I'm confused why you saw that. So did you click on the link and you got to a page that says local/terms of experience?
It said name and password and I told you what I saw.
Okay, hold on. Maybe you clicked on, because they send you three different emails. They send you one that's a welcome email, so maybe you just clicked on.
When you say email, do you mean text message?
Oh, yeah, you know what? It comes both. It goes to the email and the text. I think you clicked on the one that says local/welcome through your text. If you go back
okay.
into your text, there was one sent right before that that says, Eddie, thank you for choosing local/.
Yep.
Yep, that's the one that if you click on the link there.
All right, so do you want me to say that I agree to receive text messages to this phone number?
Yes, you receive text messages, and I might set that up under Gene's number moving forward if you like, since he's the one that's kind of taking the reins on it. Which number, because I wanted initially the text to go to you just because you have to authorize everything, but do you prefer moving forward to continue to go to you, or do you want it to go to Gene's number?
To Gene.
Okay, so just click yes, and then I'll fix it to go to the 281 number moving forward. So let me just go and put that number in. And the second one will just want you to click to show that you're authorized on the account. And then you have
right.
to put in your official name, you know, Gene Edward Russell Jr. Type it in exactly the way that I typed it. I didn't put a dot after Jr. or anything. And then once you hit confirm signature, if it goes through, now it will ask you for a username and password. But again, you already have that in that other text that you saw.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty, and then let me just make sure that for future text messages that his number stuck in the cell phone field. Excellent. Okay, so moving forward, the text messages will start coming to your son. So other than that, you guys are all good to go, so welcome aboard. Like I said, I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you'll be very, very happy with this, especially if you've been doing the paid ads and whatnot. They get so expensive. And then my technician will be calling you tomorrow around 10 o'clock your time, okay?
Okay.
All right, and have a really great rest of your day. I enjoyed speaking with both of you.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.